But of course, they didn't have a garden. No one did. Instead, Zoe had wrapped her hamster carefully in a page from her history exercise book. When her dad finally returned home from the pub, Zoe gave him the precious little package. But she hadn't reckoned on her horrible stepmother getting involved. So now Dad and Sheila were arguing in the kitchen about what to do with the little package Zoe had given to Dad. It was always awful hearing the two of them shouting at each other. But tonight was proving particularly unbearable.
"I suppose I could get the poor girl another hamster," ventured Dad. "She was so good with it."
Zoe's face lit up for a moment.
"Are you crazy?" sneered her stepmother. "Another hamster? You are so useless you can't even get a job to pay for one."
"Well, there are no jobs," pleaded Dad.
"You're just too lazy to get one, you useless git."
"Well, I could find a way for Zoe. I love my girl so much I could try and save up some of my benefit money."
"That's hardly enough to keep me in prawn cocktail crisps, let alone feed a beast like that."
"We could feed it leftovers,"
protested Dad.
"I am not having another one of those disgusting creatures in my flat," said the woman.
"Oh, it's not a disgusting creature, it's an hamster."
"Hamsters are no better than rats. Worse. I work all day on my hands and knees keeping this flat spick and span, and then the nasty little thing comes along and does its dirty business everywhere," continued Sheila. "And while I am on the subject, your aim in the bog could be better.